Well, look who's finally settled down. You know, I didn't want to have to tie you up. I mean, you just had to go ahead and make things so difficult. Naughty, naughty boy. But it's okay. I like it when my food struggles. Oh, I can hear your little heart go pat 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 pat. Oh, you silly, silly human. You are a tasty little morsel, aren't you? Well, of course you are. I mean, I picked you and I have impeccable taste. But don't let it go to your head. Speaking of things going to your head. Oh, I have been so hungry, my little blood bag. You just look really, really tasty tonight. Who knows, maybe, if you're good, I'll let you go. But you'll, of course, have supervision. And I'm not going to let you go far. What, you thought that maybe things are just going to go back to normal? Why would you want that anyway? I've seen your shitty little living space. It's cute. I honestly wouldn't even keep a dog there. But if you are so eager to be back to your shitty job, you know, I could make things so comfortable for you. You could be very, very happy here. Don't look so surprised. What, you think just because I'm a blood-sucking monster, I can't take good care of you? You're not my only pet. Well, you aren't currently my pet, but if you're very good, I might make an exception. Oh, you want to know what would make you good? You want me to treat you right? I can. All you have to do is behave. Can you do that? Do you want me to take you out of your chains? Maybe, but not yet. No. See, I am very, very hungry. And you haven't been behaving. You see, I'm in the mood for something sweet, which is why I've been feeding you all of this fruit. Now, I don't care if it upsets your tummy, and I don't care if you only like pizza. I hate that processed shit. It makes the blood so... ugh. You really have no idea how foul humans are. Well, at least since the Industrial Revolution and all the smog in the air fucking ruined everything, including you. But that's why I'm gonna keep you on a very, very special diet so that you taste so good. Oh, you're so scared. I mean, I could just drain you dry and just... I mean, if I wanted fast food, I would have killed you already. See, I'm not as young as I used to be, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. But I am patient, and I have acquired a taste. Oh, yes, yes. That's why I need you whole for now. But make no mistake, I am hungry. And you are going to satiate me. Well, I am here for few reasons. I also just want to make sure you're aware of the fact that This arrangement isn't necessarily going to be a bad one. You know, my last little treat lived quite a long time, a very fulfilling life, and we were quite happy together. And he eventually passed of old age, and I took very good care of him. And I could do that for you too. You are so cute. And I just know that when you get older, you're going to be very, very distinguished. Yeah, we are going to fix your hair a little bit though, because I don't know what your barber was doing with this haircut, but that's fine. Oh, baby boy, you're so stupid. You don't know how I'm not going to bite into you and bleed you and still get a little snack? Oh, don't worry, there's going to be bleeding aplenty. But for now, I want something else. Ooh. Don't shift away when I grab your cock. Yeah. I know it's a good one. I've seen it. What, you think I didn't research you before I snatched you up? You are already getting hard. Which makes me think that maybe you aren't so opposed to this. Maybe you just like it. Ooh, yeah. Yeah. You like it when I rub your cock, good boy? Oh, yeah, you're gonna be my pretty little blood bag. And I'm gonna drain you dry. But not your blood. Not yet. Oh, don't look so surprised. After all I said, I was hungry. I love the taste of human cock. You know, there's a reason I could never turn my lovers. After you become a vampire, there's just no sweat. No spice to it anymore. So what do you say, human? You want to be my little treat? My little blood bag? My little protein shake? Oh, I'm sorry. You don't get to come. Not until I get an answer. Ah, I know you weren't stupid enough to say no. Now, after mommy's done eating, I'm gonna make sure you're taken upstairs. Yeah, my servants are gonna take you into my room. And then you're gonna be tied up again, but this time on my bed. And then I'm gonna play with this cock some more. But you need to feed me first, baby. Don't you want to come for your new master? Come on. Come in my mouth, yeah. Come on. You are shaking. I've never seen a human come so much or so loud before. And considering how many humans I've had, that's really, really saying something. Oh, don't be shy. I like it. Oh, if I wanted a man who was just dead weight and who didn't say or make a single noise, I would just fuck another vampire. There are plenty of them. But they're all just dead weight. Which is why I like something a little bit warmer. And now, taken to my chambers. I'll see you soon, sweetness.